Kind of romantic, ain't it?
If you say so, Luke.
I say so.
And it's kind of romantic, I guess.
You call me Luke.
Sorry.
Sorry what?
Sorry, guru.
Yeah, guru, that's what I like to hear, that word, guru. Don't forget it again, Lindy.
Why not?
Ask Bert there. Bert?
Bert?
You ever got a knot between your ribs, Lindy?
Guru?
You guys beat it. Go on, beat it. You want peace, Lindy? You want solace of the soul? You want eternal blessing? You want to follow me?
Yeah, yeah, more than anything.
You kill for me, Lindy?
I guess so. No, I know I will.
Okay, you're gonna kill someone tonight.
The Sons of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. Sounds of Darkness. Tonight,
Luke for a Silver Lining.
Guess I didn't knock any of your pieces over.
No? Well, I reckon I can block that.
Mind if I feel around? I don't quite trust you.
Nice guy.
Okay. I reckon about here.
Heck, that's a piece of... What the... Well, why did I put my bishop there?
You want me to spell it out?
No. Beaten. In 5 moves. Again.
I don't always beat you.
I can't remember when I last won. Oh, I feel sick. Lee Masters' office.
Johnny, give me Lee. You know who's calling.
With pleasure. He just beat me again.
Physically.
Hold on. Billy, Ames for you.
Yes, Ames.
You read the newspaper?
Are you kidding?
You know what I mean.
What gives, Ames?
It's interstate.
What?
Those killings last night. Hollis called me. Same again, Hollisport, Pennsylvania.
Same style, huh?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Same abnormal cutting of the bodies. Same thing was written around.
This could be someone copying.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Cryptic.
Who?
You. We in or not?
You are. You, Johnny.
Ames, look, we have...
A lot to do, I know. But I still happen to be your boss. Will you take this assignment?
Hollis homicide has details?
Yeah. He's waiting for you in Hollisport. Go straight to him again.
How many dead?
Family of 6. Father, mother, 2 teenage girls. Boy 5. Baby at 6 months. Pretty nasty.
Okay. I'll liaise with you. Yep. Kind of makes you want to throw up.
Shut up, Lindy.
Lindy, honey, you better hush your mouth. Guru's gonna get unhappy.
That's right, honey.
You guys beat it.
Hey, Guru, we ain't hardly...
Beat it, Crut.
Oh, the heck with you, Guru. Okay, so we obey you and we have fun, man, but right now this is grub time.
Fancy. There are times... You see this knife? When a leader has to exert his leadership. I mean, I don't want to hurt you, Fancy.
I'm sorry, Guru.
When a man leads others, he's set above them. He's invested with a kind of aura, a kind of omniscience.
What the heck does that mean, Guru?
He's given the right to determine the well-being of those that follow him. For their sakes. Do you understand me, Fancy?
Oh, no. Put that knife away, Luke.
Guru, how many times do I have to remind you?
Look, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. You're sorry. Don't start that again, Lindy. Bert, Jim, take him out. Bury him somewhere on the place.
Okay. Come on, Bert.
Okay.
Crud?
I didn't argue with you, none.
No?
No, I didn't. I believe in you. I won't ever disagree with what you want.
I'm happy about that. Go and join them. Help them.
Okay. Hey, can I take this piece of bread with me?
Eat as you go, Crut.
Okay, go.
Lindy? I know it's kind of strange, you being the one dame among us all. But you got to get tougher, Lindy.
Say so.
I do say so. Go wipe your mouth, Lindy. Time we entertained ourselves a little.
Yeah, Hollis. The modus operandi is the same.
Of course, it could be a copy.
Well, that's what Lee told Ames.
You know, like the cases that followed the Manson jazz? I got through to Ames when it happened. It's too much. It's too much the same kind of thing. Almost down to the last fingerprint in the blood.
Nice picture you got there.
Want some for your personal album?
Yeah, sure.
The killing here in Hollisport.
Like I told Ames, the whole Winsome family, all stabbed, some tortured beforehand. Several things written in blood on the walls.
Nice.
Johnny, you got the pics Ames gave us of the New York killings. Again, pretty things written on the walls. The writing, how does it compare with this case here?
Heck, how do you say yes or no? The writing on each pic looks the same, but, you know, there are no finer points about it. I mean, it's just a scrawl against the wall. And this pic we brought with us, and also with this one, the Hollister.
No witnesses?
Nothing, Lee.
You examined the ground outside?
Yeah.
Find anything?
Heck, man, a whole lot of prints, all on top of each other mostly. Nothing doing there.
Fingerprints?
Thousands of them. We'll never get a clear print from anything.
Sure?
Sure.
Nothing to go on?
Nothing. Well, except a piece of material we found.
You didn't mention that. Bring it out. Let me see it. It could be important, Hollis.
And another.
Okay.
Lee, didn't it hit you going there as your word happened?
Here we are. Why?
Oh, thanks. Here. Well, didn't it, Lee?
Yeah, it hit me all right. Maybe more than you know.
I mean, the bodies were gone, but...
The smell was there. Death.
Yeah. Are we going on afterwards to have a meal with Hollis?
Yeah, when you've knocked back a couple more rides, I guess. I think right now these killers are satiated, waiting to get thirsty again.
Guru, that dame, Lindy, she could break.
You think so? She's tougher than any of you guys. Woman often is.
Yeah, but the cops will get
us. They will not get us. I told you when I recruited you guys. Stick with me and it's a clear road. Lots of good things to do. Clean thing.
Like knocking out pigs.
Yeah, that's clean. Clean for the soul. Getting rid of garbage. You don't have to worry about the cops, no?
Luke! Hey, Luke! It's time for you to come on in. I made food for you all.
You guys go. Lindy, stay with me.
Why are you sitting out here? It's almost dark.
Contemplating.
You worried about something?
I never worry about anything. Except feelings. Feelings about what's coming. And something... Someone's coming. Maybe I'm waiting for that someone.
Okay, honey. Come back in with a coffee later.
All right. Nice wife you got, Mr. Hollis.
Yeah. I'm fond of her, I guess. You want to talk, Lee?
I gave that impression.
You gave that impression.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry it has to be here, your place, after a meal that makes things seem so very normal, like they should be. Home, wife, kids, good food, going to church, Sunday school, observing the Ten Commandments, observing decent human relationships and behavior.
Yeah.
This case here at Hollisport, it's like the New York job, 2B2 sent out countrywide. For the kind of creatures we think may have done it. Okay, so in New York there was evidence of 6 people involved. That much the cops there under Jake managed to work out from the debris.
And here, no clear picture at all. Could have been as many from the prints.
Yeah.
So, what are we looking for? What do we have to go on? Nothing. Except a strip of material torn from a dress. So, one of the killers is a dame. The strip is unidentifiable. No maker's name, nothing. No witnesses, nothing. Except a sort of comeback to what I said earlier. The good things of life, the solid things.
Well, how do you mean, Lee?
Hollis, any of the investigating officers who went down there to the killing wear this kind of thing?
A ring. Where'd you get that?
I stepped on it 10 feet about from the front door of where it all happened.
Well, let's have it, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here, Hollis.
Thanks.
A ring. Gold, from the feel of it. Heavy, with a cross, a crucifix cut into it.
Nice. Expensive. Any of my guys. I don't think so, Lee. You think it ties in, huh?
Oh, it could do.
Lee, we could get it photographed, circularized.
It wouldn't help, Johnny. Take too long.
Here, Johnny. Oh,
thanks.
Well, who'll that be? One of the boys maybe found something, huh? Who is it, hon?
For Lee, New York.
Uh-huh. Lee, it's for you.
Okay.
Here, Lee.
Oh, thanks, Nance. Yeah?
Lee, I checked on what you asked.
Mm.
Nothing of the kind that I know. Not in New York at the time of the first killings.
You sure?
Sure. Could have slipped us, but I don't think so.
Okay. I'll see if it's this end.
How are you doing?
Badly at the moment, but it'll come right. I'll call you. So long.
I'll take it, Lee.
Thanks, honey.
Nance, you may as well bring the coffee in, huh?
Okay.
That was Ames, going on a long shot idea of mine. It didn't work. Unless the killers moved from New York to be near a meeting, could be.
Well, what are you on about, Lee?
And like I said, there's a long shot. Revival meetings.
Well, when did you call Ames?
Yeah, I called him before supper in the bar while you were busy getting to know half a dozen Rye's.
Revival meetings? You think one of these guys is a religious nut?
Yeah.
There was nothing in New York at the time of the first killings.
Nothing?
Far-fetched, Lee. Anyway, if there was nothing...
What about here, Hollis?
Hey, wait a minute. Just out of town, I seem to remember...
What?
Could have been a fun fair or something.
Shall we go see?
Lee, why didn't you ask Hollis before?
I'm just trying to match things up in my mind. The ring I found, waiting for Ames to call back, and the fact that it's nighttime.
Now, what's that got to do with it?
That the singing and the stomping will go on all night. We got time.
If there is a meeting anywhere around, and if your long shot comes off... Huh?
Well, it could. It might.
You usually this deviously.
Always.
I'll tell you. brothers and sisters. You listen to me, and you're all going to be saved.
Yeah!
Now, I'm going to say to you all...
Let's get out of here.
If I have the power, and if I have the money, I'll build a monument a mile long, half a mile high.
It never happened. It never happened.
What?
What I'm waiting for, to be uplifted into the... Now you wouldn't understand.
No.
You're just a pretty face and a pretty body. Like the others, I can mold you. But you aren't nothing.
I know.
Me? I'm something.
Yeah, you are. You lead us.
Yeah. Those guys in there, that guy, the preacher. He cleans the earth, too. Like me. I do it in a different way. But we're looking for the same thing.
Sure, Luke.
Guru.
Guru.
You see, I've read it all. How all men try to find it. In their different ways. But in the end, you get tired of it. So you start to do things yourself. Like in New York there. A man can wait only so long. And here, too. The rich, the well-fed, they ain't doing the right thing. That's why they gotta go.
Sure.
Yet, a man needs guidance. Another sucker coming along.
We better go back.
No. Leave me here a while. Take the jalopy. I'll walk up to the place. Go on.
Like your hunch was right, Lee.
Well, Lee, you think the guys we want in there, that tent there, along with the clapping?
Anyone around?
I can't see no one.
Hang on. Over there, a couple of guys, right at the tent. One of them is
standing on his own.
I wonder. Tell me where that single guy is from here. Remember, I am just playing a hunch, but you never know.
Lee, I think you're nuts.
Yeah.
Well, he's 100 yards from us, to the left. The ground is clear to him, no trees, no holes that I can see. And...
he should be near now. Okay, we fake a stumble.
You looking for the tent?
Yeah. Could you direct me to it?
Can't you see it?
No.
Are you blind or something?
Yeah.
You think they're going to save you in there? Give you back your sight?
No. But a man hopes...
To see again?
With his soul, yeah, to find the way, the reason.
That's good talk. But it's only talk.
You, waiting for someone out here?
I've been waiting for someone a long, long time. I don't think I'll ever find him. You know the answer, don't you, Blindy? You gotta do it yourself in the end.
Do what?
Clean up, where there's cleaning to be done. You gonna go in that tent? You're wasting your time.
Well, maybe you could tell me the answer then. You sound intelligent, sincere.
Oh, I am. Very. I could tell you a lot of things. A lot of things.
What's your name?
Does it matter? Luke Gurney. Only they call me Guru.
Guru? The teacher, huh? You teach after this image?
What? That's my ring.
I know.
Where did you find that ring?
You know where I found it. Who gave it to you?
My old man.
long time ago.
And since then? Lost? Now you've taken it on yourself to judge and execute. You, a human being.
You'll never understand. Never.
You're gonna knife me like you knife the others? In Hollisport here and in New York?
How did you know to find me here?
An association of events, Luke. Sorry, guru.
You a cop?
Sort of. You have just cut into a good suit.
Why don't you scream like the others?
Maybe because I'm the one you've been waiting for. To meet, to help you along the way. Kill me, you kill yourself.
No.
Something went wrong a long way back. Your parents, who brought you up religiously, then showed after all that they were just ordinary, fallible human beings in the end.
You gotta
cleanse yourself, boy. Deep down, clean.
How? How?
I think you know how.
Are you okay?
Please.
Luke, who are the others? Where are they?
Up the road a piece. Half a mile. Small cottage. Waiting there for me. Tell me, mister. You get to believe, and then you know there's so much in the world, so much agony, and you add to it to sort of take the pain from yourself because it's all wrong, all lies. You know, you lose your pain in the pain of others. You know?
You're coming with me, boy.
No, I guess not.
His own knife, Johnny?
Dead.
And the others are up the road a piece, half a mile. Okay, Johnny. Let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Sherry van Wyk.